Pete Rose, who was, by the way, in Nashville this past weekend. He was in Nashville this past weekend at a card signing with Dave Concepcion, George Foster, Tony Perez, and Ken Griffey Sr. So I don't know what happened to him that he met his demise on Monday. Nashville can take it out of you.
Yeah.
But died at the age of 83. And obviously he is the hits leader. 4,192 was a single off of Eric Schau of the Padres. The career that he had is just staggering. Think about that, by the way. If you get 200 hits a year, and I think the hits leader this year was 211. You do that for 20 years, you're up to, you know, you're,
I mean,
still not,
you know,
you're still
talking about unbreakable
it's
records.
Crazy.
I mean, maybe if the style of game changes again, but to me, this is one of those records that we don't throw out there that will never be broken because the game has just changed to where nobody hits for average anymore.
He also got on base more often, 5,929 times, played in more big league games, 3,852, came to bat more times, 15,890, than anyone else in Major League history. He had the most singles in history, 3,215, and the second most doubles, 746. Tris Speaker, of course, at 792. He was the NL Rookie of the Year in 63. He was the MVP in 73. He was the World Series MVP in 75 and 78. When he was 37 years old, he hit safely in 44 consecutive games, which is the second longest streak of the 20th century. Joe DiMaggio, of course, 56 games. Won three batting titles and batted over 300 in 15 different seasons. An extraordinary, extraordinary player. And fun as hell. Fun as hell. Ran everywhere. Played the game at a fever pitch. There is a reason that he was known, multiple reasons, that he was known as Charlie Hustle. And yet, he, of course, is not in the Hall of Fame. One of the arguments, one of the debates people have that I find particularly boring and futile is Hall of Fame stuff, particularly for this stuff. If you want to debate what on the diamond stuff is required to get into the Hall of Fame, that's fine. But all of this stuff, we can just go around and around and around and around and around and around and around. He obviously was banned from baseball by Bart Giamatti. What people might forget is that literally that year, Bart Giamatti, not long after, Bart Giamatti died of a heart attack. And I don't think Pete Rose killed him. He was a heavy smoker. I think smoking probably had more to do with it than Pete Rose. But I don't think it's far-fetched to say that the stress of dealing with all of that may have contributed to it. People talk about now whether he'll get into the Hall of Fame. And there's a part of that that seems A, sad, B, even cruel. Like, put him in the Hall of Fame now that he's not here to appreciate it? Like, maybe it would be putting him in the Hall of Fame now that he's not here to further taint the Hall of Fame, right? Like, he can't do anything else to taint the Hall. Like, can you imagine the Pete Rose Hall of Fame ceremony there would have been, right? I don't imagine you would have had a contrite Pete Rose. There was Jason Stark, who is a brilliant baseball writer. He tells a story that that there was a secret meeting in 2002. Mike Schmidt and Joe Morgan arranged a meeting between Rose and Bud Selig, who was then the commissioner. Okay, and Selig said, that Rose would need to stop gambling, all the gambling. He would have to stop hanging out at casinos and racetracks, and he would have to hold a press conference to admit that he'd bet on baseball and apologize to everyone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So this was spelled out to lift the lifetime ban. Rose, this is according to Jason Stark, Rose walked out of that meeting and headed directly for an appearance at a sports book in Las Vegas. He was absolutely unwilling to do anything to get himself back into the good graces of baseball, including first not betting on his own team
right
to begin with, which he did. He not only bet on baseball, he bet on the Reds when he was managing the Reds. He was then banned and offered opportunities to come back. He was utterly unwilling to change. And so it is an incredibly sad story, and it's crazy that guy whose accomplishments I listed is not, quote unquote, in the Hall of Fame. But he did it to himself. It's just like and if you have a friend or you know someone who's an addict, and it's sad, but literally when they are doing it to themselves, what can you do? Now, it also depends on how you see. People say, how can you tell the history of baseball without Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame? I suspect the records are in the Hall of Fame. The history is in the Hall of Fame. But what is the Hall of Fame? Is it to record the history of baseball, or is it to honor players who have deserved honor in the course of time over baseball? You know what I mean? Like, if you had a Hall of Fame for the world, right? You couldn't tell the story. This is so cliche to say Hitler. Couldn't tell the story without Hitler. And I'm not saying Pete Rose is Hitler, of course. But like, do you put him in the Hall of Fame, right? In other words, what are you honoring? Are you chronicling history? If that's what you're doing, Pete Rose, of course, should be in the Hall of Fame. Or are you honoring someone? And I got no problems. I never had any problems with him being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, to me, a Hall of Fame is a museum. Like, I get it, the complicated factors, like having a ceremony or like,
yeah.
Like, to me, it's like,
it's pretty safe to put him in now. Safe to put him in now because he's dead. On the other hand, reading Jason Stark, back when Bonds and Clemens, they went before the Veterans Committee in 2022. And in the Veterans Committee, they needed 12 of 16 votes. Okay? That's different. No one doubts that Rose accomplished what he accomplished, honestly, right? These two, it's a totally different topic that we'd be debating. And again, there's caveats on all of it. Like with Bonds and Clemens, you're telling me that other players haven't gotten in who didn't use steroids? You're telling me, like, whatever. I'm not debating the merits here. I'm just reporting on what happened. They needed
my all-time favorite baseball player is Pudge Rodriguez.
Right, right.
And he said, only God knows, when asked about steroids.
So you needed 12 of 16 votes to get in. This is in 2022. Things had calmed down a little bit on steroids then, right? We weren't in the midst of neither one even got four votes. Neither one even got four votes. And so Jason Stark said that Taylor Swift has a better chance of appearing making the Baseball Hall of Fame than Pete Rose. And I don't know the ins and outs of voting and whatever, but that to me suggests, now who knows, in maybe in the wake of his death, there will be a change of heart, but it feels to me like he will not be in there.